Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Ruben.
And Chris Crypto. What's going on, cryptos?
Today's topic is Agora. That's A-G-O-R-A. So, Chris, what do you have to say about Agora?
Well, you can find Agora at theagora.io. It's another decentralized marketplace. And what I found interesting about this project was they actually took the name after an ancient Greek name Agora, which means a public open space used for assemblies and markets.
Interesting. So there's only 7 days left. Today's date is October 19th. By the time you guys see this, it will be October 21st, at which then there will be 5 days available left. Kind of thrown on our lap, one of our viewers, Rick, in Pennsylvania. He just wanted to get our opinion on this, and hopefully we can help him and you out as well.
Yeah, they touted themselves to be another truly decentralized market. Now, you already have a few other platforms out there. What comes to mind is Open Bazaar, and also another one that's up and coming, SafeX, which is Safe Exchange. It seems like it's similar to those projects. This one specifically is based upon Ethereum. And it's the first market thought in the interest of all parties. You can register it with your Ethereum wallet, and you can buy and sell over this marketplace that's going to be decentralized. Okay. Okay. Let's go to the white paper.
This is the white paper. So it's only 15 pages long, which isn't bad, but.
For payment of one Ether, and I think Ether right now is around $330, a little more or less. One Ether gets you 500 Agora tokens during this ICO.
Where are you on page 10? Oh, here we go.
Page 10, right in the middle.
Minimum
smack dab in the middle.
Yep, I see it.
Yep. A premium period exists between the block 4,116,800 and the block 4,195,576. Where the price is one Ether equals 550 Agora token, 10% off. The minimum Ether amount required to achieve the ICO is 500. Okay.
Okay.
I don't need to raise higher. If the ICO is a success, the development team can withdraw the amount raised and start the development of Agora. If the ICO is a failure, every shareholder can destroy its token and get the ethers back. The development team cannot withdraw. Okay, so it's an ERC-20 compliant token. That's an Ethereum token. It's going to be built on Ethereum. Right now, they are in the ICO phase. Okay. It looks like from September to 2018, they're going to start developing smart contracts and the web apps. Smart contract development is a hard task. Yeah, we already know that. We need to be really careful. Mobile applications. We want our marketplace to be available from a mobile phone as well. And to achieve that, we will create mobile applications. So the mobile apps for this particular project will be available in February 2018 to August 2018. So as we all know, with these up and coming projects, I'm looking more at August 2018. Okay, so this is another one that looks like it's going to take a while. It's going to be a few years, I think, before we even see anything remotely.
Okay. That's fine. That's everybody needs a little nest egg.
You know, and they also, you know, listen, you go to the website, looks good. It looks like it can be a promising
project. This website actually kind of impressed me so far the most out of a lot of the other ones, you know. I still stick to my top two, which I'm not going to mention now because we're talking about Agora, but.
Yeah. Now, the thing is,
which you're talking about, watch our previous videos.
Yeah. And again, with this particular project, it's going to be a marketplace, okay, a decentralized marketplace, which is excellent. You know, this is something that we as users in the eBay world and Amazon world, I would hope that we would find something like this. What's the right word I'm looking for? you know, usable and something to our benefit, right? Private, privacy oriented, and not controlled by, you know, this power that by a power that be, which is like eBay or something. You know, you're at their will. You know, you're at their whim.
That's basically what it is. Agora is trying to come after Amazon's and eBay's.
No, I wouldn't say they're necessarily trying to come after Amazon. What I would
not
say
necessarily
is
Agora, Amazon, but I would say, you know, listen, if they end up blowing up and most of the world starts leaning towards the cryptocurrency, which is happening at an alarming rate right now, this could possibly wipe Amazon out. I mean, it's bad enough. I was just watching, I just read a article yesterday that said something about the big four, which is Apple, Amazon, I don't know, and two other ones. And basically some type of economist or whatever was saying that those companies in the near future are going to be no more, non-existent.
I think definitely maybe eventually technology will, you know, it will continue its course to ultimately take out these companies, right? Maybe eventually, but I don't see it anytime soon. I see more of a chance of Amazon and eBay embracing these technologies for their benefit, and being that they're big already, I could just see them growing even more. Now, something like this project, Agora, like I said, you have Open Bazaar already that's been around for years. You know, you have Safe Exchange, which is they're trying to do the same thing. They've been in development for years now also. Agora is still in the ICO phase. I mean, they still have a long way to go, you know, and one of their will be to get people to use their platform to list and sell stuff, right? So they're going to have to get users to adopt their platform. Now, the platform isn't going to be coming out, this says, till I'm saying till August 2018, we'll see a usable product. So that's another little whiles away. And then now you have to get people on the platform, you know? So Agora, for right now, I'm going to say you could be successful, but as far as investing in the ICO, it's up to people. But I personally will give myself a thumbs down for investing in this ICO.
How much is it now?
For one Ether, you get 500 Agora tokens.
Yeah, that's close.
The minimum you have to purchase is 500. Yeah, it's a no-go for me.
Yeah.
What about you, Ruben?
Yeah. I got to be honest with you, I definitely would have to do a little more research. That's another one that, you know, like kind of like one of the other ones that I had mentioned. It's a long run, so it's a nice little nest egg just to have for the future. I like it a lot. Probably wouldn't jump on it now, but definitely
another one also,
a lot of the other ones that we've reviewed.
And another one actually just ended a few months ago. Particle. Particle looks like it's gonna be trying to go after Amazon or something. Particle is an excellent project. You know, a private decentralized marketplace. I'd say they'd have much more of a chance to be in the big leagues as opposed to this project here.
Is that the one, that's the one that I told you about, right?
Particle? No, I don't believe so. No, you brought up.
I told you about another one that this girl at work, a friend of hers,
Open
actually started. I thought that was it. Hold on,
I'm not sure now.
I want to see. Is already, they got a GitHub page on this one.
Yeah, it's
on not this one, but Agora.
Agora,
and contracts,
yeah,
with the smart contracts.
How many commits? 4 commits, 1 contributor.
Yeah, Particle is the one about the one that I know. We gotta actually see if we can get that guy on the show. The girl that I work with, her friend started Particle.
No, I doubt that.
It is. That's the one that I told it, because this is the only one that I've downloaded on my Blockfolio. As the day she told me, I looked it up and I said, is that it? That's the with the logo? That's the only one that I have here other than the ones you put on my Blockfolio.
He started Particle?
He started it. He's one of the, and he's right down here by me in Florida.
Wait a minute. Let me go to the website. I got to see.
He's friends of the girl. That I think he's down here in Florida, but he's friends of the girl because he called her up because he told her she's a disgusting, in a nice way, disgusting artist. And he told her, listen, I want you to create my logo for me, for this company. Because she asked me, she said, well, you know anything about cryptocurrencies? And I said, actually, yeah, I do. I was like, I don't know a lot at the time. I was like, I don't know a lot. My brother definitely knows more. And she was like, what, really? She's like, my friend is trying to get me to buy into his company, Particle. And I was like, that's a cool name. And right there, she put it up, and I told you about that one.
What's his name, you know?
I don't know his name, but I'll be honest with you. We could probably get him
on
the show.
No, it can't be this one.
Kid, I'm telling you.
It can't be this.
It is that one. I told you about that one. I just told you about this one.
No.
Yeah, I told you about this a few weeks ago.
No, I never. Not about this project.
Particle?
Not about this
project.
Bro, there's
other than the ones you put in my wallet, like, what was it, a year ago? I mean, in my wallet, in my Blockfolio. Other than the ones you put in my Blockfolio, that's the only other one that I put in, just because I was curious when she told me.
How did you spell it, though? How do you spell Particle?
It's P-A-R-T is the thing for it.
So he's really? She knows him.
She knows him. That's one of her good friends. She was telling me. And I'm telling you, and I know for a fact because it's not like we spoke about it and then that dismissed it. We spoke about it several times because I was like, I would check. I'd be like, oh, he's not doing bad. Because I remember when I first spoke to her, it was at like $6 and now it's at $7.34.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told her,
this is a huge project.
Yeah. All right, good. So we're going to talk about that one at another time then. That's going to give us another topic to talk about. Actually, I'm going to see if we can actually get him on the show. I'm going to hit her up and find out. How about
that we definitely have to do then, because this is a huge project.
Yeah. All right, that's awesome. So back to Agora. So we're going to talk about Particle at a later date, because I'm going to see if I can get the actual creator of Particle on the show. And I'm going to hit my friend up to see if she can make that happen for us. And so for Agora, you said a big fat thumbs down?
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. All right. So I still have to do a little more research to determine whether I do thumbs down, but it definitely won't be a near future investment. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're the Coin Scoop. And thank you for joining Ruben and
Chris Kryptonians.
Have a good day.